No. If it is real Siddhi, he could have shown all his powers. Srila Prabhupada. Go to the standard of knowledge. Bhagavad Gita is accepted by the Acharyas, Madhvacharya, Ramanujacharya, Vishnu Swami, Lord Chaitanya. Take the standard. Why do you go to fools and rascals? That is not knowledge. Krishna recommends how to take knowledge. Worship the Acharya. If you go to the Acharya, then you'll know the knowledge. What is this to go to a magician? Is a magician an authority? There are so many magicians. One should go to God through a magician. One should go to God through a magician? That is your fault. You go to the wrong person and you are cheated because you want to be cheated. You want to see magic. You don't want to see God. God is personally speaking. It is accepted. It is not magic. And who can show greater magic than Krishna? Krishna, when he was 7 years old, he lived at Govardhan Hill. Can this rascal do that? Who can be a greater magician than Krishna? So we shall go to the greatest magician. Why should we go to a tiny magician? That is our misfortune. If you want to see magic, see the magic Krishna has done. Knowing well how difficult it can be to listen how something is read, we want to elaborate a little bit on this example of Srila Prabhupada. Krishna, he says, the greatest magician because he lifted the Govardhan Hill. Now the Govardhan Hill, its origin is described in Garga Samhita in a special way. It is that the love which Krishna feels for Srimati Radharani, it began to leave his heart and grow from the ground into a tall mountain. This mountain was so tall it scraped the clouds. It was much taller than Mount Everest, it is described. This mountain, at the time of Krishna's Leela, had gigantic dimension. It was not a small earthly hill, but it was a most awesome, like the Himalayan mountain, such a structure it was. So Krishna lifted it, as Srila Prabhupada said, without any previous activities and weightlifting. And he was giving shelter to the many devotees who had to be protected from the rain flood of Indra. Now this rain flood also was not just a bucket full of water falling over Vrindavan and people getting wet. It was the same amount of water which was used during the time of cosmic cataclysm, during the inundation. Because Govardhan was held by the hand of Lord Krishna, it felt very blissfully, it is described, and it didn't really feel the thunder and the rain. So Krishna lifted this for 7 days. This is was a great festival for the inhabitants of Vrindavan, because at no time before were they able to seek Krishna for 7 days without interruption. This was unprecedented. It was never seen before. See, they always would, some would see Krishna, then he would get up in the morning, others would see him that he was engaged in going through the village, that others would see him in other occasions, but he would always be in move, and therefore no one would see him constantly throughout the day. So this constant seeing festival of Lord Krishna was a very special event. In other words, Lord Krishna's lifting the Govardhan Hill was extraordinary. It was not some magical show. That cannot be done. It is also described when the rainwater fell from the hill onto the ground, it would ordinarily have swept the people underneath the mountain far away. But Krishna used two transcendental means to avoid that. One is, he asked his Sudarshan Chakra to come and evaporate the water. And the second is that he asked Lord Ananta Shesh to build a wall around, a wall from his snake body, his transcendental body, so that the water couldn't come inside. Isn't that amazing and magical? If you want a magician, see Krishna, how great he is. He married 16,000 wives. Is there any instance in the history of the world that one had 16,000 wives and is maintaining each of them? And he expanded himself into 16,000 husbands. Not that one wife is waiting for 16,000 knights before he sees her. No! That is magic. This is described in Krishna book. Once Narada Muni came to visit Lord Krishna in his different palaces, and he saw that everywhere Krishna was engaged in a totally different activity. Somewhere he was sitting down with his friends. Somewhere else he was giving away his daughters to qualified bridegrooms. Somewhere he was galloping on well-tempered Sindhu horses. At another place, he was relaxing. Now, when it came time, that was around the morning time, between 10 and 11 o'clock, all these forms of Krishna, all these Krishnas, left the different palaces and merged into one form. And it was this.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Thank you.